This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
The history of this was this particular LLC was tacked on to House Bill 2 at 1 a.m. in the morning. The commissioner, and commissioner, correct me if I'm wrong, in early spring went to the legislature to ask for a bill to be put in on this very issue.
The biggest issue of 2009 and going into 2010 is indeed New Hampshire's new income tax in the form of the tax on owners of LLCs after they determine what's going to be reasonable compensation. Now, the process we've told you about simply stinks. Introduced by the commissioner of the DRA, Department of Revenue Administration, to the committee of conference in the middle of the night, as that soundbite just pointed out, and was not denied by the commissioner, by the way, at that December 16th hearing. And the tax was never given a public hearing. It was passed in the middle of the night. That is correct. Now, the process has been flawed from the beginning. A lot of us know that already. The committee of conference, I thought, is supposed to reconcile differences between the two chambers' versions of the budget. But instead, we had a brand new tax slipped in the middle of the night without a public hearing. But then there was a public hearing, not on whether the tax is a good idea or not, but rather on the rules on how to implement this, right? And that was there was only one public hearing that was scheduled, and that was on December 16th, where DRA, by its own admission, said, gee, you know, usually only a couple of practitioners show up at these things. You get one or two CPAs, you get a lawyer, and that's the end of the hearing. But 300 ordinary citizens, businessmen, and some politicians showed up. And the hearing went on for 5.5 hours. And after seeing the big crowd that showed up at this December 16th hearing, the commissioner of the Department of Revenue Administration announced that he would have 3 more public hearings, and the dates of which have been set. And they are in the North Country, all of them. One of them is tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, at White Mountain Community College in Berlin. The next one will be on Thursday at 6 p.m. at Plymouth State University. And then there will be another one Saturday morning in Conway at Kennett High School. And that begins at 10 a.m. And you can find this at briantilton.com, my website, and click on the LLC tax page. But right at the very tippy top of that page is an urgent update that I posted on there, and that is concerning about how to get to one of these hearings. Well, joining us right now is Chris Williams. He is the president of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce because they're doing their part to help out businesses in the southern tier of the state to get to these hearings. And Mr. Williams, good afternoon, and welcome to Bulldog Live here on The Pulse.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me here for a few minutes.
All right. Not a problem. I know you're very busy, but this issue has made a lot of people very busy because as if they don't already have enough time on their hands trying to run their businesses, now they got to study up on this issue and find out if it will affect them, and if so, what they can do about it. And even if it doesn't affect them, they're still finding ways to get involved.
You're correct. It's made a lot of people not just busy, but also pretty angry at the way that this has all played out.
Oh, absolutely. What have you been hearing from your chamber members, and what have you found out yourself in your own quest for information?
Well, our Chamber of Commerce is roughly 700 businesses within the southern New Hampshire region. The overwhelming majority of those are LLCs themselves and will be impacted to one extent or another once this tax does actually get enacted and implemented. What we are hearing in the southern New Hampshire is a variety of confusion, people who are flabbergasted and really shocked that the state is refusing to host a public hearing within the southern tier, precisely the part of New Hampshire where there are the most LLCs located.
Yep, exactly. I've been on the phone with and email with the New Hampshire Executive Council Two members responded. My own counselor did not respond, by the way, but two did that were in our represent some of the towns in our listening areas, Ray Burton and Deborah Pignatelli. And Ray Burton says, yep, I agree with having more hearings. Deborah Pignatelli gave me the reasons as to why they're being held in the North Country and not in the southern part of the state. But anyway, you too have made quite a few efforts to try and get more hearings in the southern part. And what have you found out?
We did. We made three formal requests to the Department of Revenue asking them to host a public hearing in the southern tier, anywhere in the southern tier of New Hampshire. And we also offered to actually facilitate the hearing, put it together, cover the cost, et cetera. All three of our attempts, our formal requests, were either denied or ignored by the Department of Revenue. So we are deciding that we're going to take things into our own hands. Our chamber has reached out to our colleagues at the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, and our two organizations are organizing a charter that will travel to Plymouth on Thursday and will carry with us any LLC owner or investor from southern New Hampshire who wishes to participate in that hearing. The way we see it, he doesn't want to bring the microphone to us, we'll bring the microphone to them. And we will take matters into our hands and let them know that the hearing for this entire process has been flawed from the beginning when they enacted the tax in the midnight hours of the last session. And it has continued to be flawed over the last few weeks as they reject or ignore all requests to host a hearing in the southern tier of the state.
Exactly. Now, how do people, the business owners and the like between Manchester and Nashua, get to take part in this charter bus movement? And what if the bus fills up?
Well, if the bus fills up, we'll look into getting a second one.
Okay.
Right now, the first bus is about halfway full. And if that continues, as what we're seeing here today with RSVPs coming in, we'll look into getting a second bus. But our biggest concern is making sure that we give our businesses in southern New Hampshire an opportunity to testify. And if that means getting a second or a third bus, then we'll see what we can do to make things work.
Well, the more the merrier, I say. But I'm not the one footing the bill.
Yep, absolutely. But we are, this is something that's very important to us because we recognize that it is a significant impact on LLCs throughout the entire state. And we want to make sure that we have provided every opportunity possible to our businesses to participate in this hearings process, regardless of what the Department of Revenue or our state officials want to do.
So tell us, what are the details about the buses, the pickup locations, drop-off locations, times, and how to make the reservations?
There are two pickup and drop-off sites for Thursday afternoon. Anyone can join us either in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel off of Exit 8, and that will be at 3:30. So anyone that is in the greater Nashua area should meet us at the Crown Plaza Hotel at 3:30. And anyone from the greater Manchester area can meet us in Bedford in the Macy's parking lot at 4 p.m. Now, it's very important for our headcount that anyone who wishes to attend, please send me an email to reserve a seat. Again, the bus right now is about halfway full. And I suspect that will continue on a pretty steady process here. So anyone who wants to register a seat early needs to email me by sending an email to cwilliams@nashuachamber.com.
All right, cwilliams@nashuachamber.com.
That's correct.
All righty, very good. And is there a phone number that people would be able to call, or is email preferable?
Yes. Yeah, email is preferable, but okay. If they are not close to internet access, they can call area code 603-881-8333. That is my office number, mm-hmm. And anyone can call to reserve a seat by calling that number as well.
So that's 881-8333 or cwilliams@nashuachamber.com.
That's correct.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry they didn't bring the hearings to the southern part of the state. As you said, it could have been anywhere in the southern part. Salem is also another community that has a lot of small businesses there as well.
Yeah.
I think between the two, somebody could have worked something out. But, as you said, you made three formal attempts, and they were either rejected or outright ignored.
Exactly. And furthermore, they keep telling us that they're going to Plymouth because Plymouth isn't as accessible to Concord as is other parts of the southern state or the southern tier of New Hampshire. Well, if you look at a map and go to Google Maps, you can see that Plymouth is 41 miles from Concord.
Mm-hmm.
The communities of Salem, Nashua, Keene, and Portsmouth all are more than 40 miles from Concord. So their argument that they're bringing these hearings to those parts of the state that didn't have access to Concord. It just doesn't hold water, Brian.
Did you attend the Concord hearing in December?
I did, yes. I was there for all 5.5 hours of the hearing and spoke at the very end of it after all the businesses had an opportunity to speak. And that was where I made my first formal request for them to hold a hearing in the southern New Hampshire area and offered my support to help make that happen.
Wow. Now, I can tell you, and I don't know what you've been hearing from your other members, and I'm happy to hear what they've been sharing with you, but I have two family members who are in other states. One is in Maine and one is in California, both relatively high tax states, right? California being most notorious for that. Both of them are prospective business owners to locate here to New Hampshire. They have both said, I will not do business in New Hampshire with that tax. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and that is something I am hearing not just from what you have shared with me, but from others. I have CPAs who are members of my chamber who off the record are telling me that this is the first time that they can no longer recommend New Hampshire as a place for an LLC to do business in. And it's a real shame that what used to be the state that everyone wanted to come to because of our business-friendly atmosphere is now becoming the state where if you are an LLC, you might want to actually look at Massachusetts rather than New Hampshire. And I never thought I would say that, especially on air. But we are actually getting into that situation where LLCs are now much better off looking at Massachusetts than doing business in New Hampshire.
Isn't it something? Because here you are, especially where Nashua is located, right? You know, you get a lot of business people coming in to do their shopping sales tax free. But what if there's no businesses to buy those items?
Precisely.
And it hurts in more ways than one.
Exactly.
All right. So Chris Williams, president of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, see Williams at NashuaChamber.com, 881-8333 to reserve your spot on the free charter bus that leaves Nashua 3:30 p.m. on Thursday at the Crown Plaza Hotel, exit 8 in Nashua, and then again at 4 o'clock at the Macy's parking lot in Bedford. And you're doing this in cooperation with the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, too.
That's correct, yes.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Mr. Williams, thank you. Good luck. I hope to see you at the hearing in Plymouth.
Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks for having me on the air.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live, and I have this information, and I'll be refining the message at the my website, briantilton.com, LLC tax page. You know, for the free buses. I mean, you can get information there, but I'm going to add the phone number that Chris Williams gave us of 881-8333. And again, if you are in the Nashua, Amherst area, Manchester, Bedford, you can call and make your reservations. And the sooner you make the reservations, the more buses that they can acquire if necessary. And then since the state of New Hampshire will not bring its message to the southern part of the state, they'll bring the southern part of the state up to the North Country. How about that one? I like that strategy. I hope it works.